practice as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi, this is the automatically deleted husband trying to contact his wife because he's in love with her and would really like to live out what we agreed on. Sure, life is one. I released the video today on Epistemago Gay, which is the word you see in Hebrews 10:25 about being called to not forsake the calling together or gathering together, and how that is specifically not a call to gather in an institutional church. You have to read in that idea, which is obviously done. But I've wondered about that. The thing that comes after that, the one that's ready, should go online tomorrow, is that on the heterodoxaleo, which is the idea of teaching another doctrine. And there's a companion one that should go on Friday, which is the pseudodidaskalos, a false teacher. And there's a difference, and the difference is fascinating. It really is fascinating. But as I explain in the video, in between them, there's another word, andropodistes, which is the idea of enslaver, because I ended up reading that on the one on the heterodoxaleo. And because I've really, especially in the last several years, been emphatic about avoiding buying things that come from slave labor. Because, the more I've studied about what to do, you don't get active by getting involved politically. Obviously, I did that. That was a mistake. You get involved by living it. And if I were to say, okay, we should outlaw companies that do this or things of that nature, we should have our government do this, but not willing to do it myself, I'm a fraud. So I try to practice that. And the example I use a lot, because I, my wife should know I enjoy my chocolate. Well, I still do. And I specifically buy chocolate that does not come from slave labor. But one of my targets that I've used is Nestle, because they are probably the largest company in the world, because they are the world's largest food producer. They own a whole bunch of companies. That's why I don't drink Perrier anymore. I won't buy a bottle of Perrier because they're owned by Nestle. In doing this for some time, I've accumulated some information, and I've accumulated things like pictures. And just like I've done with some others, like the families in Chibok, Nigeria, Shadi Yosef Shaheda, I have the picture on my wall of him. I have a picture of a little girl, and somehow she hit me real strong. And so, like I've done with other things, she's the person that symbolizes the horror of Nestle and the slave trade in the cocoa business. And so I did the video, and it should go live Thursday, but it hit me real hard. And I tried to do a little more push on using her photo, this girl's photo. I don't know her name. And I'm trying to get a point across. But one of the things that hits home is because, there's been information for a long time about how the numbers being inflated with COVID-19. I mean, that's the evidence is very strong, the different techniques that are used and so forth, and how it's being exploited to bring in all sorts of cultural changes. I was listening today how there's now more evidence that it might not even exist because of the way these things happen. It might not actually be real. So the fraud may be absolutely stupendous. But the point is, why is it there? It's there because obviously it is, you'll find a lot of people talking, it's one of the largest thefts in history. Because they did this $500 billion to people and $1.5 trillion to institutions. That was stolen money. And it's all stolen money because it all gets paid back. So it's stolen twice. It was the largest theft, single theft in history. My kids will pay it. But the other thing that is so very, very clear is the eugenics, and one of the ways you do eugenics is genocide. And the comment today that I heard that Melinda Gates specifically wants to target. Well, that's what it is. You know, because the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funds vaccines all over the place, and they've caused havoc throughout the world. The vaccines that they've sent out in Africa, in India, and in South America have caused great grief. And of course, a lot of it is, he says it himself, it's for population control. But Melinda Gates said that we have to get it to the black community first. One example of racism, that's it. Because it's eugenics. It is genocide. And it really hit me. Because, you know, Charlotte and James kind of straddle that line. Where do they fit? These are my grandkids. Where do they fit? The solution is not to try to outlaw them. The solution is to live irrespective of them. You know, I make the claim I am probably the healthiest I've been in my life. Because I'm out of the system in so many ways. And the other, and that's the way to do it. The example of when Hezekiah was king and the Assyrians came, they said nothing, and the Lord fought the battle. But the people trusted in the Lord. We don't today. Cultural trust in the state, that's going to happen all around. So I got to find a way to encourage my family not to trust the state, but to trust the Lord. Because obviously, they don't. They turn to the state. So I got to find a way, hopefully for somebody. You know, in my mind, I look at, in a sense, the youngest. My youngest child, Zadok. And right now, my youngest grandson, James. And in a sense, that's where I see hope. Dorothy Jane. This got really long. I don't know, won't get listened to, but at least I said it. Dorothy Jane, I love you.